This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers.
Great to have you with us on the show today. And Brad's right about that. We could talk all we want about what we see on video, and we've talked about this before in the past. But there's something completely different about seeing somebody or a team in person, right? And that's because you've lived it. And I mean, I've lived it how many times? He's lived it how many times? There's just something different about it. And that's why, you know, when I asked him the first question, it was about, hey, it's one thing to see him, you know, now you've seen him in person. And that's exactly the key. When you look at them in person, you have a different read and a different feel. I've never seen, for example, Jeremiah Smith play in person before. But I've seen Ibuka and Carnell Tate, and that gives me an impression about who they are and how good they are. Well, Smith, you watch the video, he's outstanding. Now it's going to be interesting to see him in person, because all the reports are, wow. Well, let's see how they handle WoW. I'm anxious to find out. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
CBS News Brief. The presidential campaigning moves west today. Kamala Harris reacted to Donald Trump saying he would protect women whether they like it or not.
It actually is, I think, very offensive.
Trump is campaigning in New Mexico and Nevada. A Pennsylvania judge says he's putting on hold a lawsuit seeking to stop the $1 million voter giveaway by Elon Musk. A federal court is considering whether to take the case. The U.S. and South Korea today strongly condemned North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch. Security analyst Joe Cerencioni.
It's both the range and the solid fuel nature of this missile that makes it such a threat. And the fact that it's such a large missile means it can carry a pretty fairly heavy payload.
It has been a deadly day in the Middle East. Seven people have been killed in northern Israel by rockets fired from Lebanon. And Israel is warning people to evacuate more areas in southern Lebanon. CBS News Brief. I'm Cammy McCormick.
The night is dark, the moon is full, and the spirits of Halloween are all around.
Make your October nights even more bewitching with spooky selections from fine wine and good spirits, like Ghost Tequila or Ghost Pines Wine. Explore bone-chilling bourbons, ghoulishly good gins, and other wicked picks in-store and online at FWGS.com. If you dare...
Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, I'm Sergeant First Class Riddle with the Army Recruiting Center in Selinsgrove, Grove, Pennsylvania. This fall season, join the SBC Media Partners and the U.S. Army Recruiting Center at the Susquehanna Valley Mall for their second annual food drive, Feed Our Community. Help our local community by donating non-perishable food items at select stores in the mall starting on October 27th and running until November 24th. Look for the boxes and join the SBC Media Partners team with Susquehanna Valley Mall and the Army Recruiters on site. All donations will be taken to a local food bank. Together, let's give back to those who have a need in our area.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Such a clever name for the show. We were up for weeks trying to figure it out. I was kind of hoping we'd say it's Steve Jones Show featuring Todd Hummel. No?
Not if you want listeners, my friend.
Oh, come on. You're a draw? Okay. So, oops. Let's get to our high school roundtable. Greg Wetzel's been going first because, let's be honest, Lewisburg has been leading the way.
Yeah, good season for the Green Dragons.
It is. Now it's the absolute pressure time, though.
Exactly.
So here's that part where they're going to have to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
The way they played this season.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind of team that has shown you the ability to handle the pressure?
Yeah, I think, Steve, if you look at Lewisburg's games, the last three games in particular, they've been behind, tied, or tied at halftime. They've come out and dominated in the second half when they've had to get the job done. And now they lost to Shamokin. But they shut Shamokin down in the second half and had a chance to win it through an interception and were stopped on downs the one time. Against Mifflinburg, it was tied. They came out and put 28 points up in the second half, won 49-28. Against Montoursville, they were behind 12-7 at halftime. Came out and essentially shut Montoursville down in the second half. They scored in the last play of the game. So, yeah, I think they're ready for when every play sort of counts, you know, the way it is in postseason.
What has been the constant theme that shows up every time they win?
Defense. Their defense of just, they just lock people, they've locked people down in the second half. In the first half, I don't know what it is in the first half, but I wish they would play a game before they they start out the real game, because they're just a little slow on their assignments. Their tackling isn't as crisp as it is in the second half. And they come out in the second half and defensively, they look like a different team.
Right.
Offensively, they do about the same thing. It's just the defense has given them the ball in better position. Field position is three and out. They have more of a chance to keep the ball, things like that. So mostly it's the defense that stands out for them.
How have you felt about the quarterback play as this thing's gone through?
The quarterback play at for the Lewisburg right now is essentially he's a game manager, I think, Steve. And I hate to use that term, but he has not been asked to win a game yet this year. Probably the closest he came was Shamokin. And like I said, he threw an interception there. He missed a touchdown pass on a slant. But other than that, he hasn't been asked to do too much this year. And I think that's probably the unknown going into districts. And if they get beyond districts, if they need to throw for 150 to 200 yards in a game, can they do it? They have the receivers to be able to do it. Kitchens, they have a Tyler Kitchens, they have a Nick Coleman, and they have a Xavier Carter that are just good Jalen Walker, just really good receivers. It's just getting the ball. They haven't had to yet because their rushing attack has been so good.
Mistakes. We watched the World Series last night, and watching the World Series, what determined that was mistakes, right?
Correct, yes.
For the most part, has Lewisburg been a mistake-free football team?
I'm telling you, Steve, they haven't made many physical errors this year. They have made some mental errors, like pre-snap penalties, but not many. Yes, I would say if they have four penalties in a game, that's a bad night for them. So they've really reduced their penalties this year. Turnovers, they've intercepted 15 passes on the year. They've only thrown four interceptions. They've recovered, I think it's 14 fumbles. They've only fumbled the ball six times. So their turnover margin is a lot. So physical mistakes, they haven't made a lot. They made some mental mistakes, but nothing that's really hurt them in any of the games.
Yeah, plus 19 giveaway, takeaway wins a lot of games.
You're darn right it does. Yeah, that's exactly right. And they played well. Their secondary's tackled well, and they've broken up a lot of passes, too. So I think they really feel confident with their defense right now. It's a question, can their offense get going in the first half and score some points?
All right, so when they get to this game,
mm-hmm.
all right,
yep.
What do you consider to be just the critical matchups in something like this?
Well, I think it's going to be the offensive line for Lewisburg against the front seven of Mount Carmel, because Mount Carmel played Milton
right.
earlier in the year and
yeah.
beat them pretty handily.
Right.
I think that's going to be the key matchup. Our offensive front against the front seven of Mount Carmel, and vice versa, Mount
right.
Carmel's line against our front seven. I think that's the key to the game. Whoever can force the other team to throw, I think will have the leg up in this game.
Well, how do you view Milton Mount Carmel then?
I think Mount Carmel should win pretty easily. Like mm-hmm. I said, they won pretty easily during the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's going to hold true. Mount Carmel's played well. Now, the only difference, though, Steve, is Mount Carmel's coming off a tough loss to Shamokin. You know, they lost 21-0
right.
to Shamokin.
Right.
It's the first time Shamokin beat him in like 29 years, something like that.
Wow.
So it's how they mentally handle that coming off. And again, it's playing a team for the second time.
Yeah.
How are they mentally into the game? But I think playing it at Mount Carmel in front of their fans, it's going to I think that Mount Carmel should win
yeah.
that game.
Right. Shamokin, by the
yep.
way, has Athens to start out. So
yes. Yeah, and I think Shamokin probably should beat Athens, too.
Oh, no, no, no. They would be the, quote, prohibitive favorite.
Oh, yes, yeah. I just talked to Todd prior to getting on. I thought one of the best games was going to be Montoursville-Mifflinburg.
Yeah.
But the way it looks, the Mucina kid isn't, it might not be playing. And if that's the case, Montoursville is going to have to start a freshman quarterback. And I think that will give a decided advantage to Mifflinburg. But I thought that would be a real good game.
How interested, as an aside, that Southern Columbia is a four seed?
I think that's a team no one wants to play, Steve.
Well, Hughesville is the one that has to.
Yeah, I think Hughesville was wishing they'd be a six seed instead of a four seed.
No kidding.
I mean, the five
should have lost a game.
Yeah. But I think Southern's going to be. I think they're going to be hard to take out, and even though Troy has a really nice team and they're ranked number one in the state.
Yep.
It's playoff time, and Southern knows how to win in playoffs.
Greg, you're the best. Appreciate it.
No problem. Talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yep. Okay, see you then. Yep, bye-bye.
Next week we'll have a game to talk about with Lewisburg. We do have a game to talk about with Selins Grove because they've got Jersey Shore. Steve, how are you? How you been?
Hey, Steve, I'm doing great.
Yes, congratulations. Congratulations. What was it, your son that got married last week?
Yes, down in Annapolis. My son Corey and married a great girl, Kendall Garden, and we had a great weekend. It was really neat.
Well, congratulations from all of us to you. That's just tremendous.
Thanks so much.
So now you get to come back and playoff game between Selins Grove and Jersey Shore. Selins Grove is not coming off its grade A performance of the year against Danville. but it's also playoff time. So let's talk about where do you think Selins Grove is as a team going in? Just concentrating on them.
They're probably exactly, I mean, who was it, Parcells, that says you are what your record says you are?
Yeah,
they're 5-5 and probably should be. I mean, they beat as we go back here, they beat some decent teams up, but kind of got whacked by the teams that probably should have beaten them. All of them, including Danville last week, are teams that are ranked in the state. You know, it's the one thing, and I said this to Matt Wenrick, the head coach at Selins Grove, a while back. I said, Matt, you're gonna take some lumps with these playing these teams, but I think eventually it'll pay off, and it's kind of the tradition that Selins Grove has. I overheard your talk with Greg. I mean, they played, you know, 15 games last year, when you're playing that deep into the playoffs, you get that extra practices, and even this week, you know, they're a huge underdog going up to Thompson Street Stadium once again at Jersey Shore against a Jersey Shore team that has lost three, but all three of the games that they play, teams that they've lost to, are doggone good teams. So it's a huge challenge, but it's so fun and neat to be involved in this at this time of the year. I think they got to relish it.
Yeah, because they last played in week three, and Jersey Shore, I don't have to tell you, won the game 55-21.
Right.
When you get into a situation like that, Steve, where it is somebody you played before and it didn't go well, what can you learn out of that that you can maybe apply this time through?
Well, I think the big thing is always go back to fundamentals. Obviously, look at the game. You did this. Do this better. You know, go right down the line. But I think both teams are in different states that they were in back earlier in the season, meaning due to injury, what have you. But this is, you know, Jersey Shore is much like Southern Columbia of late. You know, they've done very well in the playoffs, played for a state title, all within the last 5 years. This is a quality team. And I think the SEALs know that more so than anybody. When you play a team twice, going back to the team that wins first time, my goodness, it's tough to win a game. It's very tough to beat a team twice. So they gotta, maybe they have that on their favor, but it's a young, kind of a banged up football team right now. Kind of got it together 2 weeks ago against Berwick in a great fashion. I think the best game they played against a decent Berwick team that was on a roll. But then they lost a couple guys through injury again. They're not real deep. It's kind of number-wise, I think they're down in the 30s, which is unheard of for the Sealands Grove program. But,
right.
You know, it is what it is, and they got to do it.
When Sealands Grove has won, what have been the constants that allowed them to win?
Well, Bastion is their best player, and he's a great receiver. He's done everything on offense, you know, Wildcat. Played the quarterback position as a full passing quarterback. The strength of when they win is their defense. They're still very stout on defense. What's caught up to them, Steve, is when you're playing these bigger schools and you know, programs that are, you know, that have won a lot this year, I would say you probably look back at them and they don't have many kids going both ways, right? And that's what Sealands Grove's come down to. They've lost that edge where a bunch of their top players only play one side of the ball, especially on the lines. So I think that's caught up to them this year, more so in the past. They still got awfully tough kids. They're very well coached. They have tradition. They're going to go up and battle with Jersey Shore, no question about it. Very much undermanned this week. I think there's going to be another freshman that's going to make a starting lineup. But, yeah, it bodes for the future. Let's see what they can do.
Always a pleasure. And, again, congratulations from us to you and your great family. Appreciate it very much.
Well, thanks so much, Steve. And, of course, I don't think anybody has to say it in Pennsylvania. Let's go. Nittany. Big one.
Yeah, it seems to be a pretty big game, yeah. Appreciate it, Steve.
All righty. Take care. Thank you.
Steve Briggs joining us on the show. By the way, on the coaches show tonight, Jack Ham will be on in the opening half hour. Then it'll be James Franklin. So it's all football tonight all the way through. Okay. All right. Take a break. Half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com, the best in the business. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.